This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Brian Walrath. Brian is the Vice President. He's the Vice President of SSM Health. SSM Health is one of the great sort of health systems in the country. It's led by Laura Kaiser, a magnificent leader. Thrilled to have Brian with us today. Brian spent time in Abu Dhabi, in the U.S. Army. He's going to talk about those experiences. We'll also talk about top priorities today and advice for leaders. Brian, take a moment, introduce yourself. Then let me ask you about the experience of working in the Middle East, in the U.S. Army, and more.
Hey, first off, thanks so much, Scott, for having me today. I'm really excited to be part of your podcast. I've been in healthcare for about 25 years now. I started my career in the military, in the United States Army. Early part of my military career was spent fairly exclusively in healthcare facilities and construction management, culminating in my oversight of a multi-billion dollar construction program for the southwestern part of the United States. And from there, I pivoted some of that experience into a variety of executive roles in the military, starting at the clinic level, taking on positions of greater responsibility. And I finished up my military career as a COO for one of our medium-sized hospitals. From there, as you indicated, I joined Cleveland Clinic in Abu Dhabi, located in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, as an executive director for their medical operations. And in 2018, joined SSM Health, St. Louis University Hospital, as their vice president of operations, COO. I'm incredibly blessed. I'm incredibly blessed, married, have a 11-year-old son, and outside of him beating me pretty relentlessly on the golf course, my family and I love to travel. I think I've been to about 40 different countries so far.
Oh, fantastic. And take a moment. What was it like working in the Middle East in a healthcare leadership perspective? What was that like? Just tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you're at Cleveland Clinic, one of those magnificent systems in the world, but talk about what that was like.
Yeah, Scott, it was an incredible experience. I joked with a lot of my military friends that I was taking my family on a deployment after retiring from the military to the Middle East. But, living in the UAE is quite the opposite experience. It's a beautiful country. It's a melting pot of culture and home to some of the kindest people that I've ever met in my life. Cleveland Clinic, as you indicated, world-class healthcare system. They brought an incredibly unique and unmatched extension of their U.S.-based medicine and model of care to support the local population of the UAE. And it was really thrilling just to be a part of such exponential growth as they really surpassed volume goals year over year since inception when that hospital was built in 2015. Most interesting and notably, I would say it was just amazing to be part of such a diverse organization. They had about 80 different nationalities represented within the total workforce.
Isn't that fascinating? And what was it like? Also, you spent, I think, almost a decade with the U.S. military. What was it like working with the military?
Yeah, so I followed my father's footsteps joining the U.S. Army. I really enjoyed every minute, which started out as a initial commitment to pay back my undergraduate scholarship, turned into a full 20-year career. I had the opportunity to take command four times, which equates to about 40% of that career serving as a CEO equivalent. Really blessed just to have assignments that were really transferable to the work I do now. I often tell people that military hospitals are not that different than U.S. civilian hospitals. They have got joint commission, life safety, other regulatory standards. Most hospitals have a majority of civilians that work there, and there's really only two key differences. One is the executive teams are often military, and they tend to be pretty transient, move every 2 to 3 years from different hospitals to hospitals, and the financial models are a little bit different too, because military hospitals have to bear the cost of supporting the training requirements for a deployable medical force, in addition to providing healthcare to local beneficiaries. For me, it was a really tough decision to leave when I did, but you know, all told, I had a really amazing experience in the military, and it prepared me very well for my current trajectory as a healthcare executive.
And talk about the current situation, your current role, leadership role, top three priorities today.
Yeah, so I think my first priority is not that different than I would suspect any other healthcare executive in the nation. You know, given our quasi post-pandemic state, you know, we're not out of the woods yet, but we're starting to see progress, tremendous improvement, at least here in St. Louis, with the spread, COVID numbers within the walls of our hospital, vaccination deployment, and really getting to that new normal. So, you know, my first key priority is to get financial solvency, you know, improve access, and really reach those key performance indicators for the year. You know, here at St. Louis University Hospital, we just moved into a brand new level one trauma center last fall. And so we're serving some of the sickest patients here in St. Louis, and, you know, really need to position ourselves to be successful, you know, stay relevant and meet the needs of those same patients. My next priority is really to continue to look and take care of our employees and look out for their well-being. You know, I never want to underscore how much this pandemic has impacted the physical and mental health of our workers. Our employees need our leadership, our compassion, and our commitment to take care of them and support their needs. And then I'd say my last priority, Scott, is to continue a program that I'm pretty excited about. I started last year that serves the homeless here in St. Louis. I was able to introduce housing navigators, basically social workers within the walls of our emergency department through a contract with a local non-for-profit organization. And this engagement has given stability, often crisis housing solutions, to over 50% of our referrals that have come into the program, and is now being looked at and replicated at other hospitals and healthcare systems in the St. Louis area.
And so great work in serving the underserved and taking care of housing for the homeless and the underserved, and just trying to take care of your people, your staff, your employees who have been so, you know, you can't underestimate how much this has impacted them, the pandemic this year, and the stress on healthcare workers and so forth. Talk a little bit about, you've had this fascinating sort of career, both in the U.S. military, leadership there, leadership in the Middle East, working with 80 different nationalities. I mean, it's fascinating. Take a moment on any advice that you give to leaders trying to be capable, impactful leaders.
Yes, Scott, I think three things come to mind, you know, when I think about, you know, just some general advice for leaders. You know, the first is just to be authentic. It sounds simple, but you know, far too often I see leaders trying to be someone that they aren't. And I think we've all done some level of, you know, fake it till you make it, but, you know, employees and can really see through leaders that aren't genuine and sincere. One of the best ways I know to demonstrate that quality is to share experience, and share especially experiences where you failed. You know, what did you learn, and how did you become better for it today? You know, the second bit of advice I would give is to build trust. This is one area that you really have to roll up your sleeves and devote a lot of time and energy. There's really no shortcuts. There's two subcomponents of that when building trust. First is leading with integrity. You've got to be trustworthy, do what's right, even when no one's looking, have a sound moral compass. You know, and perhaps this is a quality that you either have it or you don't. You know, I might suggest that if leaders have any integrity issues, they might be, you know, needing to look for different employment. And, you know, the second component is really just to get to know your direct reports and their families. Have an open door policy, actually use it, find out what their intrinsic or extrinsic motivations are, use feedback and be constructive, but also use it as a tool to recognize them often. And, you know, in general, to spend the time to get to know who they really are. And I think the last bit of advice I would give is take some risk. You know, and this comes from someone that is fairly a risk-averse person, myself. But I've learned over the years how to take appropriate and calculated risk. I think now more than ever, hospitals and healthcare institutions have to be nimble, agile, and ready for the next challenge. I'm really not sure how you get there without taking some risk along the way.
So I love that perspective. Authentic and high integrity. And if you don't have high integrity, you shouldn't be in the leadership role. You better sort of know your people and really care about your people if you want to be a leader. And then this concept of being willing to take risk. And it's so interesting. You're a person who sent themselves through school on either ROTC or commitment to the military. And we're obviously risk averse to take on loans and so forth, but not so risk averse that you join the military. So there's a mix of things there. But this concept of being willing to take risks is a great perspective as well. Brian, what a pleasure to visit with you today. What a magnificent career. We're excited to watch the rest of your career, you know, to keep on growing and developing. You visited 40 countries. I guess I always wonder whether you'll get to 40 more and how that will look. But what a magnificent career. Thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Hey, thanks again, Scott. I really appreciate the time sharing my thoughts today.